Welcome to Wednesday. Thank you, God, for allowing us to make it to Wednesday. Thank you so much for allowing us to walk into the middle of the week, what we call Wednesday. And Father, thank you so much for just showing us your love and mercy and giving up your life for us, Father, so we can be able to be here to have this conversation with you, Father. We just want to say our hearts are warmed by you, Father, and want to say that we just want to walk with you, Father. Regardless of what you take us to, Father, we just want to walk with you. And that's why I call Wednesdays Walk With Me, God. Wednesdays, because these scriptures are going to help you align your walk with God. And realize in the Bible, it shows some position, even some people in the worst possible places, and they still trusted God wholeheartedly. So walking with God, it doesn't mean that you have control over everything you do. You walk in with God and trust in God to do everything needs to be done. So the first scripture is going to be in the King James Version, Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 through 5. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That's the first scripture. The second scripture is going to be Luke chapter 9, verse 57. It says, "Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, 'Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.'" And that's the second scripture. So it's going to be Matthew chapter 28, starting at verse 17 through verse 20. It says, "And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, 'All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you away even unto the end of the world. Amen."